Broncos fans, today we are inducting three great former Broncos into the Ring of Fame. Halfback and kicker Gene Mingo, wide receiver Rick Upchurch, and head coach Dan Reeves. Now please direct your attention to the 50-yard line and welcome Jim Saccomano.
Thank you, Alan. It is my pleasure to introduce Mrs. Annabelle Bolin, John Elway, Ring of Fame members, and the families of all three of our inductees who have come here today to celebrate the induction of three men into the Broncos Ring of Fame, Gene Mingo, Rick Upchurch, and Dan Reeves. Gene Mingo is an original Bronco. He led the AFL in scoring twice and set the NFL single-season field goal record. A true pioneer, Gene was the first African-American place kicker in pro football. During his five-year Bronco career, he was fifth in total points in pro football. He returned a punt 76 yards for a TD in the first game in Broncos and AFL history. Gene is one of just three players ever to score on 50-yard plays five different ways: rushing, passing, receiving, by punt return, and by field goal. At this time, Mrs. Bolin is going to present Gene Mingo with his ring. And now, we direct all of our attention as we ask our fans to unveil the plaque with Gene Mingo's name on it for the Ring of Fame.
I appreciate those applause. Because when I was sent away here in 64, it hurt me very much to come back and have to play against my family. I remember standing out at the 50-yard or 30-yard line to kick off, and I can still hear Bob Martin say, "Now kicking off for the Oakland Raiders, number 21, Gene Mingo." Yes, and the crowd booed me for forever. But let me tell you something, those boos turned into cheers, and that just let me know that you still love me. Thank you.
Rick Upchurch was named All-Decade in both the 1970s and 1980s, the only player to earn two such honors as a Bronco. He was All-NFL five times, a four-time Pro Bowler, retired as the leading punt returner in pro football history with over 3,000 yards. Uppy was the first NFL player to return eight punts for touchdowns, as well as being the first to return four punts for scores in one season. At this time, Mrs. Bolin is going to present Rick Upchurch with his ring. And now we direct all of our attention as we ask our fans to unveil the plaque with Rick Upchurch's name on it for the Ring of Fame.
All the Denver Bronco fans around the world, I couldn't have done this without you. I love you so very much. God bless you. Go Broncos!
Dan Reeves won 117 games as the Broncos head coach and is the first coach inducted into the Ring of Fame. He led the Broncos to five AFC West titles. His Broncos were the only AFC team to go to three Super Bowls in the 80s. Dan was the only AFC coach in the 1980s to lead his team to consecutive Super Bowls. He had 7 10-win seasons, was named AFC Coach of the Year 3 times. Dan Reeves is the only person in history to score 42 touchdowns as a player and post 190 wins as a head coach. At this time, Mrs. Boland is going to present Dan Reeves with his ring. And now, we direct all of our attention upward as we ask our fans to unveil the plaque with Dan Reeves' name on it for the Ring of Fame.
Well, to say the least, I'm humble. You know, I'm honored. And I'm thrilled to join these two men and the rest of the members of the Ring of Fame for this great honor. Thank you, Denver Bronco fans. Go Broncos!
Congratulations to Gene Mingo, Rick Upchurch, and Dan Reeves on being the newest members of the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame. Thank you.